Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
.13 on your Black Friday. Good morning. Thanks for joining us here on WWL. Dawn McVay is the director of the Louisiana chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses, and today kicks off the traditional holiday shopping season. But Dawn, it feels like every year we get earlier and earlier deals, and retailers try to get us to buy holiday gifts earlier and earlier. It feels like Halloween, right after Halloween, we're already into holiday shopping.
Yeah, this year seemed to have started early, and I think it says a lot about, you know, the state of the economy with how retailers feel about, you know, the inventory that they're looking at on their shelves and in their stock rooms, and realizing they need to get it moving. And so, I think you saw a lot of sales start early, try to get folks in, try to capture those early dollars of holiday spending. And we just want people to remember that tomorrow is Small Business Saturday, started about 12 years ago through Amex and their response to the Great Recession. And here we are, look at how much has occurred in that time. And, we're just really hoping that folks will turn out and support their small businesses, local restaurants, farmers, you know, all the small people who really make our main streets.
Right. Nothing wrong with shopping at small businesses today on Black Friday also, but
Absolutely.
But a lot of our locally owned small businesses will have even better deals tomorrow, huh?
That's right. I think, you know, now with the way things are going, it becomes a whole weekend as opposed to a day, you know. And we're seeing a lot of folks get in, you know, even with their online presence that they've had to move towards during COVID. You know, a lot of people set up Instagram, you know, shopping and Facebook shopping. And what we see is that folks are, you know, taking advantage of that on Cyber Monday. So, you know, small business owners, as we always talk about, are very resilient and are very able to adjust as they need to. And so, yeah, they'll be having weekend sales all weekend, and that's definitely the time to get out and support them.
Small Business Saturday started many years ago. Tell us the history of Small Business Saturday and why it even became a thing.
Yeah, you know, that, like I said, it was really American Express kind of got involved with this idea of, you know, how do we help kind of shine a light on the important role small business plays. And it was, you know, and following the Great Recession in 2010. And so it was like, you know, what can we do to get the economy going? And year after year, you know, consumers have, you know, reported higher and higher, you know, acknowledgement of the fact that, oh, Small Business Saturday, oh yeah, that is a thing, you know, and people are getting out and supporting it. So, you know, it's good to see, you know, an organization like American Express, and we've partnered with them for several years on surveys to find out, you know, what are people feeling about shopping, you know, what are people doing, and you know, every year it grows. Every year the acknowledgement of the day grows. Every year the spending at small business grows. So in 2020, spending at small businesses, that includes retailers and restaurants across the country, was at like $19.8 billion. And last year, it was $23.3 billion. So
that's significant growth.
Yeah. And about an 18% growth. And that's in the midst of COVID, you know, and the pandemic going on. So we're just really hopeful our folks are, you know, there's a lot of our folks who aren't feeling great about the end of the year, but in the outlook of the next three months from our survey last month. But, you know, I think you have a lot of retailers that are thinking that they'll have a good turnout. They've managed their inventory appropriately. You know, we talk a lot about how small business owners, that are in the retail industry, in order to survive, they have to manage that inventory really well. And, I think you see that they've done that this year. And so they didn't start with sales necessarily in October. They've managed that inventory pretty well to get to this point.
You know, there was a lot of talk a year ago about supply chain shortages, about all of the stuff that was sitting on ships in ports or out in the water that just could not get to our local retailers. This year, that's not a problem. In fact, it's the opposite, right? All that stuff came in and then some. So they've got a lot of inventory, which means opportunities.
Means opportunity. That's right. And, a lot of our small retailers were reporting that they were having to make other choices. They had to go in another direction because of some of the supply chain shortages that necessarily they may have gotten inventory in, but then they didn't get exactly what they were used to getting in. And so they had to make some changes there. But really, the biggest challenge they had this year has been the inflation, the cost of goods and services. And so when you have a constant barrage of things kind of coming at you, they're definitely tired at this point in the year. But they've tried to manage pricing and the cost of labor, has gone up. The labor shortage has still been a challenge throughout the year. You've had parts of the year where they've been able to staff appropriately, and then parts of the year where it dropped off. Right now, our members are reporting that they feel pretty good about where they are with staffing with the holiday season and everything, but who knows what January holds. So there's a lot of, supply chain was the big problem last year, but this year it seems to be the inflation that just won't kind of go away and still labor shortages in some cases.
We're talking with Dawn McVeigh of the Louisiana chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses. Inflation has been an issue for the vast majority of us over the past several months. How is it impacting small businesses, and are they able to still offer us great deals for the holidays when dealing with all these inflationary increases? We'll get Dawn to talk about that for us coming up after this on WWL. Dawn McVeigh is director of the Louisiana chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses, and she's with us here on WWL on this Black Friday, reminding folks, save some of that cash to spend tomorrow on Small Business Saturday. Dawn, it's been a tough inflationary year for consumers. How is that impacting small businesses?
Yeah, they've been fighting it all year. You saw at the beginning of this year, we saw a lot of prices going up, especially in the manufacturing sector. Retail was managing that pretty well, but they saw increases as well. The cost of fuel, when it was at an all-time high earlier in the year, that was impacting the inflation as well. And at the end of the day, our members were reporting that, they were trying to keep those prices low and they were putting it off as long as they could. But, the first 6 months of the year, you definitely saw some price increases that were just unavoidable at that point. And then again, the cost of labor, that has gone up over the past couple years whenever you had everyone out of the workforce during COVID, and then, and being on those federal benefits that put a certain dollar figure out there, and then that was what a lot of businesses came back to when they opened and got employees back in the door, fully. They were fighting with basically with government, competing with government to to get workers, and so that was a big challenge. And so you have seen some of that as well. So it's been a lot of factors that have gone into it. I think what you see now is that has leveled off, and folks are kind of working from this new normal, I guess you would call it. And our members are just doing the best they can because they know they can't continually increase prices or they're driving away customers.
So people who go shopping on Small Business Saturday after today's Black Friday, Should they expect to see prices higher than they were a year ago at this time among small businesses, like we are seeing from many of the national retailers, with a 6 to 8% increase in what they're charging in general?
Yeah, you know, I think that, like I said, small business owners try to keep those price increases down as much as they can. But so much of it has been unavoidable that, you know, you're probably going to see some higher prices. But we're hopeful that, you know, again, that's all offset by the experience of going into to a locally owned business and keeping your dollars there. You know, those sales tax dollars stay locally whenever you buy locally, and the money itself, you know, from purchases just goes back into the economy, because it's going to, you know, going to the business to stay open. It's going to the business to pay their employees, and their employees then go shopping and support the local community. So it does have a ripple effect. I believe the statistic is about 67 cents on the dollar stays in the local community when a dollar is spent at a small business. So I think that says a lot about why a good reason to keep your dollars here.
It's got to be encouraging also for small businesses that all of the forecasts are that people are going to spend more than ever before on the holiday season this year, with inflation accounting for some of that increase, and not as big an increase as last year, but nonetheless, more than ever before expected to be spent buying presents.
Yeah, you'll see that. And, you know, and like I said, in 2020 and 2021, the spending associated with Small Business Saturday, you know, increased even in spite of, you know, lockdowns and limited, you know, outings and that kind of thing, and capacity, you know, challenges. So you saw those numbers increase even in spite of that. And so we're hopeful that it'll just continue to go up this year, and folks will go out. You know, the small business owners are the ones who support, you know, your football teams, your local auctions, your all the things. And so we got to keep Main Street running, and this is a good way to do it.
Dawn McVeigh, director of the Louisiana chapter of National Federation of Independent Business. We appreciate your joining us on this Black Friday. Looking forward to Small Business Saturday. I hope you had a fantastic Thanksgiving and you have a very merry holiday season.
Thank you so much. Y'all too.
Dawn McVeigh here on WWL. I'm Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker on this Black Friday. Are you shopping today? Are you shopping tomorrow? Are you shopping Monday for Cyber Monday? Call me right now, 504-260.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.